Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 36. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 24. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. Jefferson County Coroner Roger Hayes says 18-year-old Ashley Cheatham and her 14-month-old son were killed as a result of a home fire in Mount Vernon yesterday morning. Cody Pauling, the boy's father, was burned attempting to reach the other two, and he was eventually transferred to a burn center in Springfield. Mount Vernon Fire Chief Kevin Sargent said the home was fully engulfed in flames when reported to the department, and the fire had spread to an adjacent home in the 1200 block of South 24th Street. Police were able to get two people out of that home without injury. The state fire marshal's office was called to investigate. Chief Sargent said a breached natural gas line was feeding the fire, but he's uncertain what role the line may have had earlier in the fire. The home where the fatalities occurred was a total loss, and the second home sustained moderate damage. The Jefferson Fire Protection District provided mutual aid, and Kell and Woodlawn firemen manned the Mount Vernon Fire Station in the event of another call. More news next.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Orthopedic Services wants you to know that you don't have to deal with the hassle of driving out of town. Dr. Corey Block, MD, and PA Rebecca Block sees patients here in Fairfield. Dr. Block provides services such as total hip, knee, and shoulder replacements and many more orthopedic surgeries. Call 618-847-4282 to make your appointment today. Fairfield Memorial Hospital, excellence in community healthcare.
In other news, the Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the Center Street Boardroom. The board is anticipated to hear an update on its superintendent search to open reports. In December, it was told compiled results from a community survey regarding the position would be presented tonight. It's scheduled to act on several press policy updates before moving to closed session to discuss personnel, filed and pending litigation, and the review of closed session minutes. Upon return to open session, the board will work through a host of personnel items, including rehiring long-term substitutes for February, employing teachers, the resignation of an assistant volleyball coach and paraprofessional, the employment of an assistant volleyball coach and paraprofessional, and the approval of a volunteer assistant coach for 5th and 6th grade boys basketball. Action is also possible on the destruction of closed session audio. The American Red Cross and Fairfield Community of Christ Church held a blood drive on Wednesday, sponsored by American Legion Post 176 and Zerlini Enterprises. The Red Cross collected 77 units of blood, above the projected goal of 75. Due to staff shortages, the waits were longer than usual, and the Red Cross thanks all donors for their patience and understanding at the drive. The Red Cross also donated two $25 Walmart gift cards, one by Ray Fansler and April Fuller. Steve Phillips was a first-time donor, and several people received milestone donation earning pins, including Kimberly King for 1 gallon, Bobby Bridgman for 2 gallons, Nancy Stallings for 4 gallons, Kyle Owen for 5 gallons, Libby Pond, Michael Chalkovsky, and Richard Talbert for 7 gallons, Lonnie Shepard for 8 gallons, and Marlene McIntosh for 11 gallons. The next drive at the church will be held on March 16th. People can schedule a donation appointment at redcrossblood.org with the keywords Community of Christ Fairfield. They can also call Diane Vaughn at 838-9873. Chicago officials have reportedly handed out at least 32 citations to businesses failing to enforce the city's COVID-19 vaccination requirements. An order requiring people to show proof of vaccination in many places took effect on January 3rd. As of Wednesday, the city's Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Agency had issued 32 citations to 16 businesses, including restaurants, fitness centers, a swim school, and a play space for children. Some citations were for failing to develop a written policy on performing the vaccination card checks and enforcing them. The Illinois Eastern Community College Adult Education Program is offering GED classes in a variety of locations as the spring semester begins. Classes are being held at all 4 IECC locations, as well as in Flora, Albion, Newton, and Lawrenceville. Program Director Angel McGuire says they're also looking to begin classes in Crossville and in the Clay City area. Classes began last Monday, but she says anyone interested in enrolling can do so at any time.
They can sign up any day, anytime they want to go ahead and give me a call at 618-847-9160. And anybody in the office, if I'm traveling, will answer their call and we'll make an appointment for them. We have flexible enrollment, so they can enroll from now all the way through the spring semester. And then if we have anything that we need to work with them on, we don't have online enrollment yet. That's something that we're working with, but we do have aspects of it, so I can actually bring them in and they can do a placement test in-house, but then we can work with them actually registering online.
Appearing on the Community Connection, McGuire says Adult Education also has a partnership with WADI for those looking to continue their education.
It is called a WIOA program. So the Workforce Innovation Opportunity Act, they actually will partner with us to help our students go through school to earn a college degree and work at the same time so they can help provide for their families. And so they will work partner with that employer and pay the salary or part of the salary and pay for the tuition, pay for the books, depending on what program they're wanting to go into. They even had one for radio broadcasting, and they were going to bring somebody out here, one of our students out here, to work with you guys. And this was a few years ago. We still have that. That's still an available program through WIOA. We just brought on cosmetology, and that's offered at Olney Central College. So if there's anybody out there that wants cosmetology and they don't have their high school diploma and they want to go through us and they also want to talk with WIOA and see what they can do to get their foot in the door.
She says the IECC also offers a scholarship for GED students to pay for their first year of college, and applications for the WIOA program and the scholarship do not necessarily exclude one another. The Edwards County Board of Education will meet tonight at 7 in the K-12 band room. Members are set to hold a public hearing to hear testimony on a proposed e-learning plan to open the meeting, and action on approving the plan is possible as a matter of old business. In new business, the board is set to discuss maintenance projects, with action possible. It's also anticipated to release fuel bids, approve trips over 150 miles, and approve a permanent transfer of working cash funds. After administrative reports, the board will move to personnel considerations. It's set to hear the resignations of Principal Preston Nelson and teachers at West Salem and Albion. Board members will then consider the employment of interim K-12 administration and an ECHS softball assistant, as well as a volunteer coach for ECHS softball. It's also set to approve an FMLA leave before entering closed session. Upon returning to open session, it will consider the district superintendent contract. The Albion City Council will meet Wednesday at 7 at City Hall in a special meeting. Aldermen will discuss the possible construction of a water filtration plant, as mentioned in the regular meeting earlier this month. They're also scheduled to discuss the press outlet used by the city to update the public, as the Navigator is no longer in operation. It, the Carmi Chronicle, and the Prairie Post halted publication 2 weeks ago. Votes are possible on both items, and the meeting is open to the public. Even as Illinois is in the midst of another surge in COVID-19 cases, the Illinois State Board of Education has cut the recommended quarantine time for teachers and students. Following guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, isolation and quarantine periods in schools have been cut from 10 days to 5, and the change applies to all public and non-public schools serving students in pre-K through 12th grades. Additionally, students and staff who test positive must continue to wear a mask around others for 5 additional days after returning to school. ISBE also has a test-to-stay policy in place, where schools can allow a student who was in contact with a positive case to avoid quarantine as long as they remain asymptomatic. According to the CDC, as of Friday afternoon, 6,170 people in Wayne County were fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Or 38.1% of the population, including 47% of people over 18 and 67.6% of people over 65. 39.7% of fully vaccinated people had been boosted. 37.8% of Edwards County residents were fully vaccinated, including nearly 47% of those over 18 and 71.6% of those over 65. 39.5% of vaccinated people in Edwards County had been boosted. In Wabash County, 45.9% of the population was fully vaccinated, and 39.7% of the vaccinated were boosted. Statewide, 65% of the population was fully vaccinated, including 74.8% of those over 18 and 86.9% of those over 65. Again, per the CDC on Friday, the 7-day positivity rate in Wayne County was 23.28%. The rate in Edwards County was 26.27%, and Wabash County was at 12.19%. People who received Social Security benefits in 2021 will need an SSA 1099 form this year to show how much they received from Social Security, as well as any voluntary tax withholding. The agency's Jack Myers says people should get the form in the mail this month.
You know, sometime this month, the SSA 1099s or very beginning of next month will be coming to you in the mail. So, you know, you'll get your record of how much money you received from Social Security last year that you'll need for your taxes. And then maybe we'll talk a little bit next month, but starting next month, you'll be able to get that on your My Social Security account after the start of February.
Anyone who needs a replacement SSA 1099 can also call Social Security at 800-772-1213. People will not receive the form if they received only supplemental security income benefits in 2021. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul has announced a nationwide settlement with one of the largest student lenders in the country. Kim Howard reports.
Navient has agreed to pay $1.85 billion over allegations that the company, previously operating as Sallie Mae, steered student borrowers towards predatory loans. The loans were for tuition at for-profit colleges, says Attorney General Raoul.
Wherever the students attended, Navient's private student loan program buried these students into debt by targeting those unlikely to be able to repay with high-interest loans. High-interest private loans like these are an ongoing problem.
Illinois' share is over $145 million, with more than 18,000 borrowers set to receive payouts of about $260 each. A postcard notification will be sent to those eligible this spring. Another 5,000-plus borrowers in Illinois will have their debt canceled. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
I didn't realize you liked me that way, deal. Because it's one thing to receive McDonald's, but an entirely other thing to know that they woke up early to face the world and bring you McDonald's breakfast still hot in the bag.
Appreciate you.
There's a deal for every act of service at McDonald's. Get a sausage McMuffin with egg, hash browns, and a small hot coffee for just $5. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 31. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers. Brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 35,911, down 201 points. The NASDAQ is at 14,893, up 86. February crude oil is at $84.15. That is up 33 cents. And also on WFIWAM 1390 at 103.3 FM is Illinois Fighting Illini men's basketball as they're taking on 4th-ranked Purdue at the half. 4th-ranked Purdue leading 17th-ranked Illinois 37-26. Again, 4th-ranked Purdue leading 17th-ranked Illinois 37-26. And you can listen to that game now on WFIWAM 1390 and 103.3 FM. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Infant Willard B. Weber died on Thursday. Willard Weber is survived by parents Nancy and Aaron, brother Lincoln, 4 grandparents, 3 great-grandparents, and several aunts, uncles, and cousins. Services will be private. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old Albion resident Don Berger died on Wednesday. Visitation will be Tuesday from 11 to 1 at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home, to be followed by services at Graceland Cemetery. 60-year-old Fairfield resident Cheryl L. Wendell died on Friday. Services will be Tuesday at 7 at the Sims Congregational Christian Church. Visitation will be from 5 to service time. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 73-year-old Streamwood resident Lawrence Gale Odd died on Tuesday. Services will be today at 1 at Plainview General Baptist Church in Norris City, and burial will be at Plainview Cemetery. Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Is your family still growing? At Asbury & Associates, our expectant mothers are very special to us. While we strive to give the best care possible, we also want your experience to be comforting and memorable. Asbury & Associates physicians and certified nurse midwives specialize in all aspects of pregnancy. The miracle of life is one of God's greatest gifts, and we would be honored to share this milestone with you. Give Asbury & Associates a call, 618-244-4800.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today it's calling for mostly cloudy skies with a high near 36. Overnight tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 24. Tomorrow's calling for mostly sunny skies with a high around 47, and overnight tomorrow night will be mostly cloudy with a low near 34. And there's a 20% chance of rain in the forecast before noon on Wednesday. Wednesday's high will be 41 with a low near 10.